Stardate, July 2, 2312. My name is Perry, and this is my overdue boo. Hello, boo buddies. Once again, apologies. Too long, too silent. I don't know what it is. I don't know why I'm getting out of the habit of doing it. Need to get back into it. Simon, you need to nag me every day to boo. An old boo. Well, I'm going to call this boo three weddings and a final. June saw me travel thousands of miles to attend three weddings and fortunately no funerals, but to watch a final on TV. Let's talk about the weddings first. Three of our very good friends got married. Unfortunately, none of them are local. On the first weekend of June, which was a Jubilee weekend, we travelled from our base in Hertfordshire up to Liverpool, and a fantastic weekend in Liverpool. Nice to see Liverpool as a city rather than just somewhere I've been to be watching Chelsea play. Had a really nice day on the Saturday, looking around the Beatles exhibition. Got a little bit lost getting there, but with a little help from my friends, we soon found it. Seemed a long way there, but we went on a magical mystery tour, and it did seem like an 8-day week. But apart from that, it was good, and I suppose we were a little bit more. Imagine we'd have got there on time, but. No, it was really, 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 really good. Loved Liverpool as a city. I'd like to go back and see more of it. The following weekend, we travelled to North Yorkshire to Filey for a wedding of a good friend of ours. Filey very pretty, not the same scale as Liverpool, but, with the sea line and the coast, and it was beautiful to spend a bit of time just down there. And then the following weekend, we probably went the furthest, distance-wise, but the quickest, time-wise, we went to a good friend of mine, who I've known for the last 20 years, who I met through refereeing in Denmark. We went to Copenhagen for the weekend in Denmark to his wedding. And I've never been to a wedding before where the dress code is summer casual. So we all turned up in sort of chinos and linen shirts and stuff like that. And the groom turns up in an open-neck shirt, pair of shorts and flip-flops. So they certainly take summer casual, a little bit more casual in Denmark than us Brits. What a wedding. On the boat over Copenhagen, back to a nice party. Yeah, and it felt more like a party than a wedding. Yeah, brilliant. So that's sort of June, the weddings. Obviously been watching a lot of the Euros, the European Football Championships, which were held in Poland and Ukraine. England did their usual, managed to get out of the group they didn't expect to get out of. Obviously, by then, everybody expected us to go on to be world beaters and win the trophy and everything. And, of course, we lost some penalties. When will we ever learn in this country that we should just forego the first three games in the group and just have a penalty shootout? And it would save us a lot of time, effort and misery. But been watching the football, obviously been very impressed with Spain. Grew up playing a beautiful game called futsal, and that was so evident yesterday. When you watch the game, they played Italy, they beat Italy 4-0 in the final. All four goals were goals that you would see in futsal. It was pass, it was move into space, pass the ball, keep the possession, pass it, don't panic. Don't whack it 30, 40 yards to the big bloke up front, because they don't have a big bloke up front in Spanish football. Just keep the ball low, keep it hard, boom, 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 oh, goal. And that's what futsal's about, and we need to embrace futsal, but unfortunately some in this country still have this thing that we need to whack the ball to the big guy up front, there would be an Andy Carroll or somebody like that, and whack it down. It's awful playing that like that. We're never going to win anything. So yeah, it's been good. Been on call this weekend. It's been month end this weekend, so a few challenges. Managed to get those sorted, but equally now wondering where my weekend's gone to. And here we are Monday morning, sitting in my little favourite little lay-by, not far from home, watching the trains go past. And I thought, I better give a quick boo. So time to go and face the joys of commuting through my local towns onto the M1, and then see what today brings. Take care, look after yourself, love listening to all the boos, be good, bye for now. Oh yeah, on a side note, how can I forget to mention my big, big news, which I can now make official. It is confirmed, it's 100% official, it's out there in the open. I can officially tell you, I have been selected to officiate in the London 2012 Paralympic Games. I will be officiating as a national technical officer in the blind football. The phone is flashing, I'm running out of time. I will do a boo about this tomorrow, all about blind football. Take care for now. Bye.